In the lead-up to Anzac Day, The Wire presented a story about Olive Haynes, a nurse who volunteered her skills in the First World War. Thanks to the Australian War Stories Project, more Australians can find out about their family members and their experiences during the war. Today is the turn of Billy Orchards, a soldier who was also a sports legend back in the time and was part of the Geelong Cats AFL team. I asked Billy's granddaughter Felicity Wisha what kind of person Billy was.
He was a very good sportsman. He played for the VFL team Geelong, the Geelong Cats, and he also was a very good cricketer. And as a man, as a mature man with a family and things, he was a quiet and dignified soul. And he was a war hero as well, of course. He served in the First World War, at where he got a military cross for bravery.
So what motivated him to enlist in the army?
Well, with the outbreak of war, World War One, it was very much the right thing to do. You know, young men and women went off to fight for their country, to fight for their countrymen and women, and to fight for the king. So it was very much something that they wanted to do.
Is there a story about your grandfather that you would like to share with us?
Well, there are lots of stories that are on record, of course, because of his military history and also his sporting history. But a personal one that was my father, one of his sons, told me was when my grandfather was on the Western Front, where he was fighting in World War One, as an officer, he had a horse. And even though he was in the infantry, that the officers had horses. And he was the last remaining officer standing at the Battle of Brunsund, which was the 4th of October 1917. And all the other officers had either been killed or wounded. And after the battle, he went out with his horse and picked up all of the men, all of his men that were out in the battlefield that were either dead or wounded, some of them very badly wounded, and brought them in so that they were off the battlefield. And the soldiers ended up calling his horse Mother because they saw him coming through the battlefields and picking them up, and they said it was like their mother coming to get them, to bring them back to safety. So I thought that was a sad, poignant, but very beautiful story that is not well known.
What did Billy do after the war? What's the role of sport that playing part in his life when he returned to Australia?
Right, when he played for the Geelong Cats from 1906, when he first left school, to 1915, and he was the captain and coach of the team in 1914 and 1915. Then when he went, and he was also a very good cricketer. When he came back from the war, because of his injuries, he didn't play football again, but he was ended up being a football umpire until 1926. But he was also a very fine cricketer and had got 264 wickets for a run rate of 12.6, and he played in the Geelong Cricket Association till 1936. And he was an accountant by trade. That was his profession. So after he returned to the war, he went and worked at Strawn, which was a great big wool stores placed down on the Geelong waterfront. And he was one of their managers there until he retired. So he was involved in the community, quiet man, but a family man as well, that just went about his business.
It is. It's very, very interesting. All these stories from soldiers who fought in the war and all that, and they're finally now in this project. How important and close to your heart is Anzac Day?
Oh, very important indeed. And obviously from a personal level to do with our family connection, it gives us time to reflect on members of our family, bringing them more to the fore than they normally are. But I think from the broader perspective within Australia, it's a very important part of our culture and our history. And we lost a generation of young men, they say, that went off to fight in World War One. And I think it's wonderful that every year that people take the time to pause and reflect and to learn about it. And, as you know, there are many generations that have come on since then. But there are still more and more young people interested in it, and I think it's important that we remember the sacrifices that these men and women made so that we live in the beautiful country we do today with the freedom and liberties we have. You know, I'm very grateful that people are still interested, and there's been a project put together for the Australian memories that people can go and look up their relatives online, or friends that they know, family members, friends, the Australian War Stories memoirs.com.au, and you can just put in the name of the person that you're interested in. I think there are 330,000 people with their war stories, and they have been put together, and I think that's a marvellous thing to people to be able to go and access.
That was Billy Orchard's granddaughter Felicity Wisher sharing her thoughts on Anzac Day. And for more information about the Australian War Stories Project, you can go to our website at thewire.org.au.